Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Water fountains don't work, the roof leaks, and the floor joists are rotting at Phillips Elementary School. The school is still safe for students, but the district believes it needs a major reconstruction. In April, Phillips will ask voters for $12.6 million to demolish the oldest parts of the school and rebuild. The school board approved the referendum just 2 months after Phillips Elementary was selected as a National Blue Ribbon School. Here's Principal Dave Scholes.
We are a Blue Ribbon School, and we'd like to have a Blue Ribbon facility to follow up with the Blue Ribbon School. At a certain point, you have to replace instead of trying to repair, and we're at that point now.
Homeowners would have to pay about $180 for each $100,000 of property they own. People in Phillips will vote on the referendum question April 3rd. Snowmobilers will see more state wardens on the northern Wisconsin trails following a rash of serious injuries and fatal snowmobile accidents. They are beginning Operation Safe Snow, says a Northwoods DNR law enforcement leader. Three recent fatalities in Iron County and two in Price County were widely reported, but Lieutenant Dave Walls of Woodruff says one death is too many in any snowmobile season, and so far Wisconsin has had five fatalities and as many injuries. Friday morning, he said there are many injuries, including one reported in Vilas County.
Just last night in Vilas County at just before midnight, an individual called and hit a tree and broke his leg. So we've had a rash of those as well. As of the beginning of the week, you know, over the weekend in Iron County, we had three people go to the hospital and were still in intensive care.
Walls says speed and being under the influence of intoxicants have been factors in the serious crashes so far in the early season. Data shows 7 of 10 snowmobile fatalities involved alcohol. He says enjoy beverages after you're done driving for the day. Reduce speed, especially on corners, and stick to the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit, especially at night. He says there will be an increased law enforcement presence on the trails.
You know, we're going to try and get the wardens in the area, you know, just get out, make a little more presence during the daytime and at night, you know, as well, you know, when people tend to be possibly consuming alcohol, you know, so we're visible, so people, again, hopefully slow down and also maybe think twice about drinking, you know, when they're out there operating.
Wall says the increased patrols are likely to be seen for a few more weeks. And the dead of winter can lead to tragedy, but being aware of the dangers will help you stay safe, says a federal health official. Tramell Gomes has more.
Carbon monoxide can be fatal and sometimes difficult to detect. According to data by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, January is the worst month of the year for carbon monoxide poisoning. Unintentional carbon monoxide exposure accounted for 15,000 emergency room visits annually between 1999 and 2004, with an average of 439 people dying each year. Dr. Kanta Sarkar, an epidemiologist with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, says this is the time of year when risk factors are at their highest.
In the winters, we have seen more cases of carbon monoxide poisoning than any other time of the year.
Sarkar says there are a number of ways to protect yourself from what some dub the silent killer, including avoiding heating your house with a gas oven and never running a car or truck inside a garage attached to your house, even if you leave the door open. Sarkar highly recommends updating or purchasing a carbon monoxide detector.
First and foremost, install a battery-operated or battery backup CO detector in the home. Or if you have one already that's battery-operated, you know, replace the battery.
I'm Tramell Gomes.
Minneapolis police say they're still investigating the December stabbing of a woman from Wausau, but they've made no arrest. Morgan Evenson was walking home from work about 5 weeks ago when she was attacked and stabbed 14 times. Evenson says she's feeling better, working out twice a day and doing physical therapy. She says she does struggle with the mental part of the recovery and plans to see a psychologist in March. The Wisconsin native has moved from the Twin Cities to Nashville, Tennessee, and she hopes to return to work in about 2 weeks. The weather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 25. Saturday, partly sunny, high near 39. For Sunday, chance of snow moves in, cloudy skies with a high near 35, and then snow Sunday night and again into Monday, all day Monday and into Monday night, and a chance of snow again on Tuesday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the Blues, Blues Friday, here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.